Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're talking about coaching, even when you don't feel like it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Let's face it, coaching can be hard. It can be frustrating. It can be a pain in the neck. There may be a situation where you don't know what to do or how to handle the situation. And so if you're like most human beings, when those things happen, you procrastinate. I don't feel like coaching. I don't want to coach this person or in this situation. Guess what? It's still your job. So while I know that coaching is your job, and I know that you know that too, I want to take a different approach with you today. I mean, I could just say, hey, suck it up and coach. But I'm going to take a different approach today. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of a time when you coached someone successfully, when it went really well. I want you to take yourself back to that moment and ask yourself this. How did that feel? What was that like? My guess is your answers, because I've asked this question of lots of people face to face, my guess is your answers will be something like this. Well, I felt a whole lot of personal satisfaction that I made a difference for that person. I feel like it made me feel good to help someone else. I was gratified by the results that it got in that person and how they helped move them forward. I got a appreciative thank you from someone, and that made me feel good. Or maybe even, you know what, I was recognized for that and helped in my paycheck or helped me get another promotion. Here's the point that I want to make. We are asked to coach as a part of our job as a leader. We can't get around that. But when, especially when it's hard, especially when you're putting it off, especially when you're a little bit frustrated, especially in those times, I want you to think back to those personal benefits that you can get from coaching. Think back to why this matters, not just to the organization, although it does, and not just to the person you're coaching, although it does, and not just because it's part of your job, although it is, but think back to what you take from it personally. One of the most exciting things about being a successful leader and about being a successful coach is the feeling of success, the personal satisfaction that we can get when we successfully help other people improve. That leads me to today's tweet. As leaders, we must coach, and when we do it well, we personally benefit in many ways. Now, I've shared this message today with you personally, as if you're the person that is not feeling like coaching. That may be true for you, but this may be true for many others in your organization. You may have some folks that you lead that you don't think they're coaching enough or at all, or are reticent for one reason or another. Well, I would encourage you to share this video with them, but I'd also encourage you to think about having them or you or all of you join us for a remarkable coaching workshop. This is our workshop that I developed and that I lead that helps coaches build the skills that they need, but also build the confidence that they need to do this important work better. Over a two-day learning experience, you'll get practical ideas. You get the chance to learn with others. We'll work and learn together. You get the chance to practice. It's interactive. It's engaging. It's fun. And coaches leave feeling better equipped and better able to go out and coach. Whether that's just for you, whether for others in your organization, or you want to have us come in and bring the workshop to you, we can do any of those things. You can look at the link below to learn more, and I hope to talk to you soon in a Remarkable Coaching Workshop and in our next episode of Remarkable TV.